překlad. Ostatní říkají, že jste se zjel, aby si obnovil oddanou službu naslouchání, opěvování a tak dále. Ostatní říkají, aby si zjel, aby si osvobodil od hmotného utrpení a získali osvobození.
Asmin bhave. Asmin means this.
Asmin znamená tento.
Creation.
Stvoření.
Bhave means creation.
Bhave znamená stvoření.
Bhava. Bhava means you become.
Bhava znamená, že se stanete.
You become means you vanish.
Stát se znamená.
As soon as there is. You become means you vanish also.
Stát se znamená, že taky zaniknete.
Je
otázka, když se stanete, tak taky zaniknete. Cokoliv se zrodí, tak musí zemřít. To je zákon přírody.
The so-called scientists are trying.
Takzvaní vědci se snaží,
that they will stop death.
Zastavit
smrt
jsou vědeckou prací, ale neznají, cokoliv se narodí, tak musí zemřít. A cokoliv se nenarodilo, nemůže zemřít. Člověk se narodí, cokoliv se hmotného narodí, cokoliv hmotné, tak se rodí, ale duše se nerodí.
Bhagavad Gita je řečeno,
duše se nikdy nerodí, proto nikdy neumírá.
Bhava
znamená tento hmotný svět, kosmický projev.
Bhavesh mean klishamananam. Anyone who is within this material world
v tomto hmotném světě
must work.
Musí pracovat.
This is material.
To je hmotný svět.
Just like in the prison house.
Jako ve věznici.
It is not possible that he'll sit down.
Není možné jenom sedět.
He'll be honored just like son-in-law. No.
A budete uctívání.
In our country, Sanila is very much worshipped.
Sanila.
What it means, flattered, may not divorce the daughter. What it means,
uctívání znamená,
may not divorce the daughter. Therefore,
to? Jo. Je zákon, že? Nebo jak to?
Nobody should expect.
Nikdo nemá očekávat.
We may speak something humorous about son-in-law.
Můžu říct něco vtipného, co se říká v Indii o zeti.
It is still.
Dříve to tak bylo,
dnes je systém,
že dcera se musí oženit.
That is the responsibility of the father.
To je zodpovědnost
otce. It is called punnadah. A father may not get his son married.
Nemusí nechat svého syna
oženit. That is not very great responsibility.
To není taková zodpovědnost.
But if there is a daughter,
ale jestli má dceru,
the father must see that she is married.
Musí dohlednout na to, aby se vdala.
Normally it was 10 years, 12 years, 13 years.
Dříve to bylo, že v 12-13 letech a víc ne, musela se vdát. To byl vědecký systém.
Kanya means before attaining puberty.
Kanya znamená před dosažením puberty.
Kanya da. She must be given in charity to somebody.
Musí být nabídnuta brahmana. Velice uctívatelná komunita.
So it was very difficult to find out a suitable son-in-law.
Nikdy je těžké najít
vhodného
zetě.
Formerly, one gentleman.
Dříve jeden gentleman.
May become a businessman simply by marrying.
Se stal businessmanem jenom, že se oženil.
Boyhood, when I was a student, a school student.
Jsem byl studentem.
So I had one class friend.
Mládí, tak jsem byl, měl jednoho přítele.
He took me to his home. So I saw one gentleman was smoking.
Gentleman, který kouřil.
He told me, do you know this gentleman?
A on se mě zeptal, znáš toho gentlemana? Já jsem mě zeptal, já ho neznám.
He is my aunt's husband.
On je.
And my aunt is the 64th wife of this gentleman. And my aunt is the 64th wife of this gentleman.
64th. Manželka tohoto gentlemana.
So, these Kulin Brahmins,
their
business was like that. Marry somewhere.
Business bill.
Stay there some days. Again go to another wife. Simply going to the wife.
On chodil jenom za naši manželku si našel.
This was a social system we have seen. Now these things are now gone.
Tyhle ty věci už dneska nefungují.
The husband who has married 64 times. It was there. So son-in-law, in that case, is very much honored. There are many stories. We should not waste our time in that. So here, in this material world, who is born, he should not think himself that I am honored guest or honored son-in-law. No.
Chlapec by se neměl myslet, že je uctívatelný host v domě.
The whole world. In your country,
a ve vaší
there
zemi
is president. Everywhere.
Je prezident.
He is also working hard.
On taky pracuje tvrdě den a noc.
Otherwise he cannot keep his presidency.
Jinak nemůže udržet svoji pozici prezidenta.
The whole brain is congested with political affairs.
Celý jeho mozek je zaměstnán tolika problémy, politickými problémy, musí pracovat.
Similarly, a man on the street,
podobně,
he has to work also.
Žebrák na ulici musí taky
this
pracovat.
This is the nature, material nature. You have to work.
To je hmotná příroda, musíte pracovat.
It is not the spiritual world. Spiritual world means
there
is no work.
Že neexistuje práce.
There's simply ananda.
Existuje tam jenom ananda.
You see from reading Krishna book.
To vidíme v Krishna knížce.
They're not working.
Oni nepracují.
Krishna is going with the calves and the cows.
Krishna
that is not working. That is amusement.
Na pastu to není práce, ale zábava.
That is amusement.
To je zábava.
They're dancing.
Oni tancují.
They're going to the forest.
Chodí do lesa.
They're sitting down on the bank of the Ganges.
Sednou si na břeh
Ganges. Sometimes the demons are attacking.
Někdy je napadnou démoni.
This is all pleasure. Anandamaya
Abhyasa. To je zábava. Anandamaya Abhyasa, to je duchovní.
Let's like take a sample of spiritual activity. We are.
Jako příklad duchovní činnosti.
We have got so many branches, so many members. But you are not one.
Našich členů a různých
simple
větví. Oni nepracují.
Simple of spiritual life.
To je příklad duchovního života.
Our neighbors are envious. How these people dancing and chanting and eating.
Sousedí si stěžují nebo se závidí. Jak to, že jenom tancujete a jíte.
Because they are working hard like cats and dogs.
Že oni tvrdě pracují jako psi a kočky.
And we have no such responsibility. We haven't got to go to office or factory.
Že bychom museli chodit do továrny nebo do práce.
Just see practical example.
Jenom prakticky se
this is only a little tinge of spiritual life.
To je jenom náznak duchovního života.
Simply you are trying to come to the spiritual life.
Snažíme dojít do
duchovního
života.
In this sample is so much enjoyment.
Na tomto příkladě vidíme tolik požitku.
Just imagine what is reality.
Jaká je realita.
Anyone can realize this is practical.
Každý to může vidět, to je praktické.
To take to spiritual life, please come, join us.
duchovním životě.
Zeme,
přijďte a tancujte s námi. Vezměte si prasáda, buďte šťastní. Ne, oni nechtějí.
What is our business? We are canvassing simply. Please come.
Naši, no. Náš biznis je přesvědčujeme.
I shall work like cats and
dogs. Ne, budou pracovat jako psi a kočky.
So, just try to understand. This is the difference between spiritual life and material. Snažte se vidět rozdíl
mezi duchovním a hmotným.
Material life means you have to work.
Znamená, že musíte pracovat.
You will be forced.
Jste nucení.
Avidya karma sangha anya tritiya shaktirishyate. While analyzing the energy of Krishna in the Vishnu
Krishna energie
Vishnu Purana, it is said Vishnu shakti parapratya. Vishnu's energy is para, superior energy or spiritual energy.
Para
and apara, you have read in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para. When Krishna is analyzing two kinds of nature,
para and apara,
inferior and superior.
Nižší a vyšší.
This is also nature. Bhumi, ropa, anala, bayu, land, water, fire, air.
Země, voda, oheň.
This is also Krishna's nature.
Krishnova příroda.
Krishna says, vidhime prakriti astadha. These eight kinds of material nature,
říká,
they're my nature, they're my druhu,
hmotné přírody jsou moje energie.
But this is inferior nature.
Ale jsou nižší povahy.
And there is another superior nature. What is that,
vyšší
jiva
duchovní bhuta, příroda.
This living energy.
To jsou živé bytosti.
These rascals do not know that there are two natures working.
Ty darebáci nevědí,
material
že
material nature and spiritual
pracuje
nature.
Zároveň duchovní a hmotná
the spiritual
energie.
Nature is within the material nature, therefore it is working.
Je taky
otherwise material nature has no power funguje. To work independently.
Nemůže
this simple thing,
nezávisle.
The so-called scientists cannot
takzvaní
understand.
To nemohou pochopit.
So, here in this material world, asmin bhave,
v tomto hmotném
bhave
světě,
asmin, saptami, adhikara, asmin, in this material world,
asmin v tomto hmotném světě.
Bhavesmin klishamananam everyone, every living entity is working.
Každá živá bytost tvrdě pracuje.
Hard or soft, it doesn't matter. One has to work.
Tvrdě nebo
it doesn't matter.
Netvrdě to každý musí pracovat.
That's why we are also working. It may be soft, but it is also work.
Nemusí tolik pracovat, ale pořád musí
but it
pracovat.
Is practicing, therefore it is work. We should not take this work. Bhakti is not actually
bhakti,
the fruitive activities.
Bhakti není plnohodnotná činnost.
It appears like that. It is also
jako taková.
But the difference is, when you are engaged in devotional service, you will not feel tired.
Nebudete si cítit unavení.
And the material what? You will feel tired.
Na hmotném světě se cítíme unavení.
Practical.
To je praktický rozdíl.
Materially, you take one cinema song and chant. So after half an hour, you will be tired.
Materiální píseň, tak se za chvíli unavíte.
And Hare Krishna go on chanting 25 hours.
A když zpíváte Hare Krishna 24 hodin,
you will never be tired.
Nebudete nikdy unavení. Is it not?
Just see practically.
Jenom prakticky.
You take one's material name, Mr. John, how many times you chant?
Pan John.
10 times, 20 times finished.
Jak můžete dlouho zpívat, 10x, 20x.
Krishna, go on, chanting.
Takhle můžete pokračovat a dostanete ještě více energie.
That is the difference.
To je rozdíl.
But the foolish person, they think, they are also working like that.
Oni taky tvrdě pracují.
They are also doing like us. No, that is not.
Ne, oni nejsou
so
jako my.
So they try to understand. Material nature means anyone
pochopit,
who has come here in this material world. It is not our business to come here.
Dokoliv jsem přišel
but
do hmotného světa,
není
naším zájmem
sem
přijít, ale my jsme sem přišli.
That is also mentioned here. Klisamananam avidya kama karma bhi. Why they have come here?
Proč sem přišli?
No, avidya. Avidya means nescience.
Nevědomosti.
Ignorance.
Avidya znamená nevědomost.
What is that ignorance? Kama.
Co je ta nevědomost?
Kama means desire.
Kama.
Touha. They are meant for serving Krishna. But
oni mají
they
Krishnovi.
Desire. Then why shall I serve Krishna?
Chali si, proč bych chtěl
sloužit
Krishnovi? Stanu se Krishnou.
This is avidya. This is avidya. Instead of serving, that is natural. Sometimes it comes.
Místo,
just like a servant is serving the master.
Jako služebník
he's thinking, if
pánu,
I could get such money, then I could have become a master.
Kdybych dostal tolik peněz,
that is not unnatural.
Pán, byl taky
so
pán.
When the living entity have become a master, that is not unnatural.
To není
so when the living entity,
the živá bytost,
thinks he's coming from Krishna, Krishna bhulia jeev bhogavan chakar.
Přemýšlí,
ona
pochází
od Krishna. When he forgets Krishna,
tak když zapomene na Krishna,
that is material life.
Tak je to hmotný život.
That is material life.
To je hmotný život.
As soon as one forgets Krishna,
jakmile někdo zapomene na Krishna,
that we see so many, not many, some of our students,
vidíme kolik našich studentů,
they think, why should I work in this mission? Let me go.
Je,
he goes away, but what does he do? He becomes
misi,
a
motor odejdou, se obyčejní pracovníci.
Instead of getting honor
as brahmachari, sannyasi,
he has to work just like ordinary worker.
Tak bude muset pracovat jako obyčejný
avidya kama karvavi. Kama means desire.
Kama znamená touha.
Just like so many scientists they are researching.
Tolik vědců
for new food.
Nové
just like our scientist friend was talking this morning.
Jeden vědec,
then what is new
přítel,
food?
Říkal, vyprávěl
food is already there.
Různých druzích
allotted by Krishna that you are this animal, your food is this, you are this animal, your food is this.
Toto jídlo pro tohle zvíře.
So far human being is concerned.
A taky, co se týče lidských bytostí.
Their food is also designated that you take.
Tak oni mají
prasádam,
jídlo.
Patram, pustram, phalam, toyam, jumi, bhakta, prajacchati. It is the duty of the human being to accept prasádam.
Lidské bytosti je přijímat prasádam.
Prasádam means food stuff which is offered to Krishna first.
Jídlo, které je nabídnuto nejdříve Krishna.
This is civilization.
To je civilizace.
If you say, why should I offer? That is uncivilized.
Proč bych měl obětovat?
It is
grateful.
If you offer to Krishna,
když
then you are conscious
tak jste
that
si vědomi,
these foodstuffs,
že toto jídlo,
these grains, these fruits,
tyto obilniny,
these flowers,
ovoce,
this milk,
kutiny,
it is given by Krishna.
To
I cannot produce it. In my factory, I cannot produce all these things.
Vytvořit.
Anything
to
one
vádne.
Is. Nobody can produce. It is given by Krishna.
To nemůže nikdo vytvořit, ale
dává to Krishna. We are desiring. And Krishna is supplying. Without his supply, you cannot get it.
Dodává bez jeho dodání. On nemůžeme nic vytvořit.
Just like in our India. After independence, the leaders thought, now we have got independence.
Když získali nezávislost, tak
si vůdci
vyrábět traktory a další
pomocky
a budeme mít dostatek jídla.
Now, at the present moment,
v současnosti,
since 2 years, there is scarcity of no water. There is no rainfall.
Vody.
So these
už
tractors
už
are now crying.
Moc.
You see, it is useless. No rainfall. So these tractors are now crying.
Takže
you see, it is useless.
Traktory jsou teď na nic.
Simply by so-called tractors, implements, you cannot produce unless there is favor by Krishna.
Nemůžeme nic vytvořit, pokud
he must supply water.
Krishna
nedodává vody. For one time, recently the news is that people are so exasperated that
lidi jsou tak,
they went to the
zklamaní,
secretary, they demanded food
za,
and the result was a short town. so many people died.
A tolik lidí umřelo.
So, actually, although we have got this arrangement,
that one has to work,
but that work is simple.
Tato práce je jednoduchá.
If you remain Krishna conscious,
jestli zůstanete vědomí
Krishna, that after all, Krishna is supplying the foodstuff.
Že Krishna dodává.
That's a fact.
V konečném smyslu.
Every religion accepts that. Just like in Bible,
fakt,
it is said.
To
God give us our daily.
Jako Bible je napsáno.
God is giving.
Naši denní chléb.
Like you cannot manufacture bread. You can.
Bůh dává.
You can manufacture bread in the bakery. But the you cannot manufacture bread. You can manufacture bread in the bakery, but the wheat supply you the wheat, that is supplied by
Krishna.
So we have created unnecessary problems simply by forgetting
Krishna. This is the material nature.
Bhavesh means Krishna. Therefore, you have to work so hard.
Proto musíte tak tvrdě pracovat.
Krishanti, there is another verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Manasasthani prakitisthani karsati. Karsati, even is struggling very hard. But ultimately,
pracují zápasy velice tvrdě o smyslový požitek.
In this material world means sense gratification. Because kama, kama means sense gratification.
V světě to znamená smyslový požitek, kama.
Kama, the just opposite word is love.
Opačné slovo pro kama je
means
láska.
And love
kama znamená
chtíč,
a láska znamená
loving Krishna.
Milovat Krishna.
So that is wanted. But here in this material world,
světě,
they are engaged in very, very hard work.
Oni jsou zaměstnáni,
they have invented so many
práci,
factories,
vymysleli tady
iron
továren,
factories, melting the iron, these machinery,
železo.
And it is called Ugra Karma, Ashurik
Karma.
After all, you will eat some bread and some
nakonec,
fruits and some flowers. Why you have invented so big, big factories?
Proč byste vymysleli
that is
avidya. Továren?
Nisan.
To je nevědomost.
Avidya. Suppose 100 years ago there was no
factory. Nebyly žádné.
All the people of the world were starving.
A hladověli všichni lidi.
Nobody was starving.
Dělníci.
In our Vedic literature we don't find any mention anywhere about the fact.
Usmínku.
No. There's no mention.
Čem?
And how opulent they were. Even in about the factory, no? There's no mention.
Nejsou tam zmínky.
And how opulent they were,
jak byli
even in Vrindavan.
I ve Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan, as soon as Kongsa invited Nanda Maharaj, immediately they took wagons of milk preparation to distribute. And you'll find in the literature, they're all well-dressed, well-fed,
they have got
enough food,
oblečení,
enough milk,
dobře,
enough cows,
jedli,
but they are village,
village
man.
Vrindavan
is a village. There is no scarcity, no moroseness, all is jolly,
radostní,
dancing, chanting,
zpívali,
anything. So, we have created this problem.
Že my jsme vytvořili tyto
simply
problémy.
Now,
jenom jsme vytvořili.
We have created so many horseless carriages. Now the problem is
teď jsme vytvořili
to get
tolik vozů bez koní.
In your country, it has become a problem.
Se to stalo problémem.
Ramananda
mi říkal včera.
There are so many problems.
Tolik problémů.
Simply, unnecessarily, we have created
zbytečně
so many artificial ones.
Umělých problémů.
Kama karma bhi, this is called kama.
To se nazývá kama.
So everyone, because of that unlimited desire, one after another, this desire, another desire, in this way you are simply creating problems. And when the desires are not
problemy
fulfilled, then we become frustrated,
confused.
The frustration is there.
One kind of frustration,
just like in your country, the hippies, that is also frustration. Another kind of frustration is just like in our country, that is very old frustration. To become
frustrace, stát se sannyasa.
So to become sannyasi, brahma satta jagan mitha. This world is false. How it is false?
Stát se sannyasi. Tento svět je falešný.
He could not utilize it properly.
Therefore správně, it is false. It is not false. Není falešný.
Vaishnava philosophy is, this world is not false.
Filozofie je, že tento svět není falešný.
But false when we think that I am the enjoyer of this world. That is false.
Je, když si myslím, že jsem poživatel.
If we accept it, that it is Krishna's,
když přijmeme, že,
and it
že
should
Krishnův,
be utilized for Krishna's service, then it is not false.
Službu, tak to není falešný.
We are giving this example that these flowers,
dal jsem příklad
tyto
květiny.
There in the florist shop, there are so many flowers.
Květinář, ty je tady květin.
People are purchasing, we are purchasing, others are purchasing. They are purchasing for sense gratification.
My si taky kupujeme.
And we are purchasing.
Oni si kupují pro smyslový požitek.
The flower is the same.
A my kupujeme pro
Krishna. One may ask that you are offering Krishna, Krishna is the supreme spirit, how you are offering material things, this flower.
Můžeme, někdo se může zeptat, vy nabízíte Krishnovi, jak je to duchovní, tato květina.
But they do not know that actually there is nothing as material. When you forget Krishna,
nevědí,
that is
že neexistuje nic hmotného. Když zapomenete na Krishnu, tak to je hmotné.
This flower is meant for Krishna. This
ta květina
is
je pro Krishnu.
And when we take it, this flower,
for my sense, this is pro svůj smyslový požitek, tak to je hmotné.
This is avidya.
Avidya
means ignorance.
Avidya
nothing belongs to me.
Nic mi nepatří.
Everything belongs to Krishna.
Ale všechno patří Krishnovi.
Therefore our movement is for awakening this Krishna consciousness. We should know that everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is fact.
Věděl,
the world is fact.
Krishnovi a Krishna je skutečný.
This world is created by Krishna, therefore it is also fact.
Krishnou a je proto taky
so everything is fact skutečný. When it is done in Krishna consciousness.
Všechno je skutečné, jestliže je to v Krishna vědomí.
Maya, avidya.
Jinak je to avidya a maya.
So by avidya, by ignorance, we want to enjoy.
Díky nevědomosti si chceme užívat smyslového požitku.
And we create problems. We create so many artificial work, ugra karma.
A práce, ugra karma.
Although we are in avidya, by the grace of Krishna, everything is very simplified. Just like anywhere, any part of the world, there is food. Everything is there complete.
Purnamida.
Just like somebody is living in the Greenland, Alaska, that the atmosphere is not very favorable to our consideration, but they are living.
A oni tam
the inhabitants
žijí,
there,
a není
there is some arrangement. Similarly, if you study minutely everywhere, just like there are millions and millions of fishes in the water.
Tak je, jsou miliony a miliony ryb.
If you are put on a boat, and you have to leave for say 1 month, then you will die. Like there are millions and millions of fishes in the water. If you are put on a boat and you have to leave for say 1 month, then you will die. You have no food. If you are put on a boat and you have to leave for say 1 month, then you will die.
Měsíc na lodi.
You have no food.
Neměli byste jídlo.
But there,
abyste zemřeli.
Within the water,
ale ve vodě,
there are millions and millions of fishes.
Miliony
they have
got
enough food.
To je dost jídla.
Enough. Not a single fish will die.
Oni mají dostatek jídla. Žádná nezemře.
Enough food. But if you are put into the water, you will die.
Ale kdybyste zůstali
ve vodě,
tak zemřete.
By God's creation, there are 8,400,000 species of form of life. So God has given everyone food.
A Bůh dal každému jídlo.
Just like even if you are in the prison house, the government provides your food.
Tak vláda vám dá dostatek jídla.
Although this material world is to be considered as prison house for the living entity, still there is no scarcity of anything. Our necessity so far, our bodily necessities are concerned, and eating, sleeping, and mating, and defending. That is arranged for everyone, according to his life. That is arranged.
Je aranžováno.
So in the lower species of life, they cannot understand
formách,
that everything is
pochopit,
there, arranged. Although they know, just like a bird rises in the early morning,
jako pták,
he knows there is something.
Ráno a ví, že dostane nějaké jídlo. On to ví.
But still, he is busy to
ale
find out.
Se snaží, aby ho našel.
So little business, little flying from one tree to another,
is
enormous fruit, all small and big, there are so many fruits they can eat.
Similarly,
for all the living entities, there is arrangement for food,
food,
drink, eating, sleeping, mating, and depending, there is arrangement. Even in Africa, there are some trees which produces fruits.
Jsou stromy, které
those fruits are
plodí,
harder than the iron bullet.
Tady jsou tvrdší než kovová kulka.
But these fruits are used by the gorillas.
A tyhle ty plody
jedí
gorily.
They collect those fruits just
oni
like sbírají, we chew some nuts.
Jako
so they also
enjoy
chewing that nut.
Oni si
ožívají,
so když žíkají tyto
plody. I read in some book.
A je to tak
tvrdé. Perhaps you also know the quarter of the jungle where gorillas live, God gives them fruit. Yes, here is your food.
Dává Bůh, těm gorilám jídlo.
So there is everything arranged.
Všecko je aranžováno.
There is no scarcity. We have created scarcity.
A my jsme ten nedostatek vytvořili uměle. S nevědomostí.
Otherwise there is no scarcity.
Jinak žádný nedostatek neexistuje.
Everything is complete.
Říká, všecko je úplné.
It's like we want water.
Jako my
potřebujeme
vodu, velice
potřebujeme
vodu.
A
Bůh vytvořil tolik vody v oceánu.
Můžete si vzít, cokoliv
používáme je z oceánu. Je to rozdáváno z této zásoby. Se to vypaří díky slunci.
By other arrangement, this water is distributed all over the surface.
And
it is stored on the top of the hill to supply you constantly.
Kopci,
the river is coming down.
Kopce a
the whole,
hory,
throughout the whole year, the water supply is there. In this way, we study the whole situation, creation of the law.
You
find everything is complete, perfect.
Zjistíme, že všecko je
úplné. That is philosophy. Everything is complete. There is no necessity. Our only necessity is that we take advantage of Krishna's arrangement for supply.